Always fun when we get to this music bed because it's Hamer time, as we are joined by the VFL all-around great guy, the Rim Tamer, Steve Hamer, for his weekly visit with us. Brought to you by A.G. Hines Company. Steve, hello.
John, how are you doing? You and Vince, man, you guys are sounding awesome as always.
Well, having a lot of fun on this Rivalry Thursday, and it's always fun when we just get to the point where things just – as to borrow the line from the SEC, it just means more. You've got region matchups tonight. You've got the home stretch when it comes to Major League Baseball, and you've also got what is SEC play hot and heavy, really, from this point forward. But why don't we start first, because I know it's something near and dear to you. It's a big weekend that's coming up with the Champions Weekend, and this is about the is today the last day to RSVP?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, John. It's a tremendous undertaking that we as an athletic department have a vision for, and that's honoring all of our letter winners from many different eras from sports history. Whether it's the 2002 women's soccer SEC championship team or the 1972 men's basketball regular season championship team, so. A lot of these great, great individuals will be coming back, and will be back on Rocky Top, back on the Hill again. Many of them, for the first time in several years. So the deadline to RSVP is actually tomorrow, tomorrow night at midnight. We've got a great, great count thus far, and looking forward to just seeing a lot of great letter winners from years past and honoring these people in the right manner. So we could not be more excited. And can't wait to get this undertaking going.
Well, fantastic. And certainly hope that those that can get that get in by the deadline do so, because it's great to know that you've already got great response to it already. What did you think in terms of the atmosphere, everything that went around Tennessee's victory over Florida last Saturday?
John, I thought it was tremendous. I thought the atmosphere was just electric. Standing on the field, I was talking to several of our former players, Josh Dobbs, Cam Sutton down there, that just intimated to me that this was probably as loud as they've ever heard Neyland. And you could feel the buzz down there on the field. You could feel the energy. And our fan base is just second to none. They were in full throat from the opening whistle to the close of the game. And I really think that our team fed off of that in a manner in which, they just weren't going to let our fans down. And our fans weren't going to let our players down. And when you've got that type of combination, man, it speaks volumes to what that atmosphere, to what Neyland Stadium can actually bring to the table. One of the most iconic venues in all of sports was just at its finest this past Saturday, even though, had a few heart palpitations. After the onside kick there, but never a doubt, because I knew that the guys would show up when they needed most.
Steve, did you throw around your weight, your networking, your status in the community to make sure that Tony Vitello did not get arrested, which is his first and only goal from the weekend?
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, man. Every single time I'm within 20 feet of that guy, my image, my status immediately goes upwards, right? It goes upwards tenfold because, that to me, one of the most down-to-earth individuals that we've got, in our athletic department. And, man, you're not going to find a more well-rounded coach, because he knows the game of baseball, obviously. But he also knows, the intangibles within football and basketball, and is just such a sports fan in general. And, man, again, the fact that he didn't end up in jail, that's good, right? It's a good thing.
He's like a celebrity moving into a neighborhood, like in the housing industry, and totally upping everybody's home value. That's Tony Vitello for sure. So Rick Barnes talked yesterday as practice about to get underway. I know you've seen this Tennessee basketball team and some of the offseason work that they've put in. I thought it was very interesting what he said about a couple of guys. Start with B.J. Edwards, he said that he was one of the more pleasant surprises because he had to deal with Zakai Ziegler and guarding him and going up against him, who was in midseason form. What are your impressions of B.J. Edwards to this point?
I'm very impressed, Vince, by B.J., especially in the time that has transpired from the summer when I initially saw him work out with the guys to this past week. I think he has grown mentally. I think that he has earned or maybe even carving out a niche for himself by playing exceedingly tough, especially on the defensive end. Again, I think it's going to be tough for him to crack the lineup when you got to get through a Zakai Ziegler, a Josiah Jordan James, Santiago Vescovi. Those guys are going to be stalwarts in a lineup. So, for him to carve out a role and to catch the eye of Coach Barnes as being an early season surprise, kudos to BJ. But we all knew, coming out of Catholic High School, that the kid worked hard. He stayed in the gym and gave some extra time before practice and after practice. So, and when you have to guard a Zakai Ziegler, who Coach Barnes said just yesterday, he's always in midseason form. He's never out of shape. He's always ready to play. So when you've got to guard someone like that, you're going to get better. And I think BJ has done that. He's gotten better.
What was it like when you were at Tennessee, when it was the start of practice, where you were past workouts and now it was honest-to-goodness practice with getting ready for a season? How much fun was it when you finally crossed that threshold?
It was great, because, let's face it, when you go through the rigors of summer workouts and early fall workouts, it can become a grind. It can become monotonous. It can become something in which you look at and go, I got to get through another two and a half hour workout today, and look forward to tomorrow. But when you finally get to that first official day of practice, you know that the season is right around the corner. You know that tip off, whether it's exhibition play or regular season, is right around the corner, and you've got something in that mirror that you can look at and say, man, it's here. And I got to get myself ready. My teammates are going to count on me, and I'm counting on my teammates. So, you really look forward to that ball rolling out first day of practice because, oftentimes, as in the case of this Tennessee team, it did not end the way that they wanted it to end last year with a loss to Michigan in the NCAA tournament. And moreover, they know that the season did not end the way that the fans wanted it to end. So they've got a bad taste in their mouths right now, and those guys are itching to get back at it because I know deep down in their hearts they're ready to prove everyone wrong in terms of, hey, man, we're going to get over the hump. We're going to make a deep run in the tournament, and this is our year to do it.
There was quite a bit of turnover on the roster and some really nice pieces came in. And what do you think it's like when you do have, as you mentioned, there's a burning fire for those that went through the last game last year and how the season ended, that can't wait to get out and perhaps acquit themselves better. But how do you get the newcomers in line? Because it's not as though they're all freshmen, but how do you get them in line and to feel that same feel?
Yeah, I think it starts with the culture that Coach Barnes has implemented. I think Coach Barnes has done such a wonderful job of gathering pieces in play that are going to fit that culture. Obviously you're going to have to knock off some rough edges here and there, but for the most part, these guys already, whether it be a Julian Phillips or a Tyree Key, a B.J. Edwards, they knew what to expect before they even got on campus, because they know what type of coach Barnes is. He's going to be very demanding on the defensive end. He's going to be very particular on the offensive end, getting to your spots, taking the right shots, utilizing the offense, utilizing the sets. So these guys you know, although they were not on last year's team, they feel that burden. You know, if you're a Julian Phillips, you're a five-star guy from that transferred from LSU. He knew what it was like last year when his team played the University of Tennessee and the expectations that the Vols had. So now he's on the other side, and he feels those expectations as well. So he is going to be just as bought in as a Josiah Jordan James is, as a Zakai Ziegler or a Santiago Vescovi, because those guys came here to win. They didn't just come here to say, well, you know, it'd be great if we make it to the, you know, the finals of the SEC tournament again, or maybe we can make a sweet 16 run in the NCAA tournament. Those guys come here with expectations, and I think they've all bought in, and we're going to see the result of that.
How many Steelers questions did you hit Cam Sutton with?
You know, I tried to just keep it positive. I tried to just say, you know, Cam, man, I'm proud of you. We're off to a less than stellar start, but, man, I didn't want to ruin the moment for Cam because his eyes were as focused on the Volunteer football team and their, you know, game against Florida. So I just kept it above par, although I did want to ask him about a certain, you know, quarterback, the controversy that's brewing in the state of Pennsylvania right now over that certain quarterback. So all was good.
So there wasn't at least one? Come on, it's time for Pickett's charge, isn't it?
I really, Mitch Trubisky, you know, I think he's a decent quarterback, but I think it's really unfair for him or Kenny Pickett or Ben Roethlisberger or anyone else to stand behind the poorest offensive line that we've got right now that has a great difficulty in run block or pass block. They're just in shambles right now. So Mitch is doing its best, but I can tell you this, John, I think it's time for Pickett's charge. I really do.
Steve, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoy the open date, and we look forward to catching up with you next Thursday.
John and Vince, thank you guys, as always. Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you. Steve Hamer joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, and, of course, his appearance brought to you by our friends at A.G. Hines Company. And the great thing, Vince, about A.G. Hines is they've got two locations to fully service Knoxville and East Tennessee. And from masonry to roofing supplies, they offer tons of products to get your project going. And we appreciate all that they do that helps us do what we do.
Yep, and smart to be associated with such a great guy like Steve Hamer.
The Rim Tamer.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.